ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। चैप्टर 3, चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द मैरिज ऑफ सुकन्या एंड च्यवनमुनि, टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। एवं ब्रुवानं पितरं स्मयमाना शुचिस्मिता उवाच तात जामात तवेश भृगुनन्दनः। ट्रांसलेशन: सुकन्या, हाउएवर, बीइंग वेरी प्राउड ऑफ हर चैस्टिटी, स्माइल्ड अपॉन हियरिंग द रिब्यूक्स ऑफ हर फादर. She smilingly told him, "My dear father, this young man by my side is your actual son-in-law, the great sage Chyavana, who was born in the family of Bhrigu." Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although the father chastised the daughter, assuming that she had accepted another husband, the daughter knew that she was completely honest and chaste, and therefore she was smiling. When she explained that her husband, Chyavana Muni, had now been transformed into a young man, she was very proud of her chastity, and thus she smiled as she talked with her father. We will also read the remaining verses of this chapter. Text 23. Thus Sukanya explained how her husband had received the beautiful body of a young man. When the king heard this, he was very surprised, and in great pleasure he embraced his beloved daughter. Text 24. Chyavana Muni, by his own prowess, enabled King Sharyati to perform the Soma Yagya. The Muni offered a full pot of Soma Rasa to the Ashwini Kumaras, although they were unfit to drink it. Text 25. King Indra, being perturbed and angry, wanted to kill Chyavana Muni, and therefore he impetuously took up his thunderbolt. But Chyavana Muni, by his powers, paralyzed Indra's arm that held the thunderbolt. Text 26. Although the Ashwini Kumaras were only physicians and were therefore excluded from drinking Somarasa in sacrifices, the demigods agreed to allow them henceforward to drink it. Text 27. King Sharyati begot 3 sons named Uttanabarhi, Anartha and Burishena. From Anartha came a son named Revata. Text 28. O Maharaj Parikshit, subduer of enemies, this Revata constructed a kingdom known as Kushasthali in the depths of the ocean. There he lived and ruled such tracts of land as Anartha, etc. He had 100 very nice sons, of whom the eldest was Kakudmi. Text number 29. Taking his own daughter Revati, Kakudmi went to Lord Brahma in Brahmaloka, which is transcendental to the 3 modes of material nature, and inquired about a husband for her. Purport: it appears that Brahmaloka, the abode of Lord Brahma, is also transcendental above the 3 modes of material nature. Apavritam. Text 30. When Kakudmi arrived there, Lord Brahma was engaged in hearing musical performance by the Gandharvas and had not a moment to talk with him. Therefore, Kakudmi waited, and at the end of the musical performances, he offered his obeisances to Lord Brahma and thus submitted his long-standing desire. Text 31. After hearing his words, Lord Brahma, who is most powerful, laughed loudly and said to Kakudmi, "O king, all those whom you may have decided within the core of your heart to accept as your son-in-law have passed away in due course of time." Text 32. 27 Chaturyugas have already passed. Those upon whom you may have decided are now gone, and so are their sons, grandsons and other descendants. You cannot even hear about their names. Purport: during Lord Brahma's day, 14 Manus or 1000 Mahayugas pass away. Brahma informed King Kakudmi that 27 Mahayugas, each consisting of the 4 periods Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali, had already passed. All the kings and other great personalities born in those yugas had now departed from memory into obscurity. This is the way of time, as it moves through past, present and future. Text 33. O king, leave here and offer your daughter to Lord Baladev, who is still present. He is most powerful. Indeed, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, whose plenary portion is Lord Vishnu. Your daughter is fit to be given to him in charity. Text 34. Lord Baladev is the supreme personality of Godhead. One who hears and chants about him is purified because he is always the well-wisher of all living entities. He has descended with all his paraphernalia to purify the entire world and lessen its burden. Text 35. Having received this order from Lord Brahma, Kakudmi offered obeisances unto him and returned to his own residence. He then saw that his residence was vacant, having been abandoned by his brothers and other relatives who were living in all directions because of fear of such higher living beings as the Yakshas. Text 36. Thereafter, the king gave his most beautiful daughter in charity to the supremely powerful Baladev and then retired from worldly life and went to Badrik Ashram to please Naranarayan. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 3rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Marriage of Sukanya and Chavana Muni. Srila Prabhupada. Today is the most auspicious and one of the most important days in Vaishnava calendar. That is the day of disappearance of Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur. So today we will briefly attempt to glorify Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur and his exalted position. Of course, I am acutely aware of my own limitations in glorifying such exalted personalities. For the purification of my own wretched heart, I would like to make a small attempt, a feeble attempt. So please bear with me. So why we are glorifying great Vaishnavas is because our devotional service is actually not potent. It has no potency without the grace of great stalwart Vaishnavas. Our aspiration to get Krishna's mercy is like, it's like crying in the desert, in the wilderness. Nobody can hear. Without the mercy of Vaishnavas, our attempts are useless. Krishna won't hear. Therefore, we need the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and especially such glorious Vaishnavas like Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Kabe Sri Chaitanya More Kori Bena Daya Kabe Ami Pai Bo Vaishnava Pada Chaya. So we are always aspiring to get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, but when will we get his mercy? Kabe Sri Chaitanya More Kori Bena Daya. When does Lord Chaitanya give his mercy? Kabe Ami Paibo Vaishnava Pada Chaya. If we can get the shelter of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And how can we get the mercy of the Vaishnavas? Kabe Ami Chadi Boye Vishaya Abhiman Kabe Vishnu Jane Ami Koribe Samman. Kabe Ami Chadi Bo. The day I give up Vishaya Abhiman, the feeling of pride that I am somebody important, I am somebody significant, I am a prominent member in the assembly of Vaishnavas, and this feeling when we abandon, the feeling of I am the doer, Kabe Ami Chadibo, a Vishaya Abhiman, and this will happen when we begin. The first step is Kabe Ami Chadibo, a Vishaya Abhiman, Kabe Ami Vishnu Jane Koribe Samman. The day I start respecting Vishnu Jan, the associates or the devotees of Lord Vishnu, Vaishnavas. So our first step is to start respecting all Vaishnavas. Then we can get the mercy of these devotees. And we will be able to abandon. Because we are having a deep-rooted conception in the conditioned life that I am important. I am a very important person. So when we abandon this by respecting other Vaishnavas and giving them importance, then we actually get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And on special occasions like this, where Namacharya Haridas Thakur is his disappearance day today, if we glorify him, if we beg him for mercy, then we have a chance of getting mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And who is Haridas Thakur? He is one of the most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught important principles from his different associates. Through Sanatan Goswami, Lord Chaitanya taught the whole world the principle of humility. Through Haridas Thakur, he taught the principle of tolerance. Through Damodar Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the principle of simplicity. And through Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya taught sense control. So tolerance is one of the most important qualities for a sadhaka. In the Bhagavad Gita, right in the beginning, Krishna says, Tam Sutikshaswa Bharata. So one of the most desperately sought after qualities for devotees is tolerance. Because it's not that we have to simply tolerate the karmis and the non-devotees outside. And you know, we have to tolerate and practice devotional service. We have to tolerate our own anarthas. We have to tolerate our mind. We have to tolerate the crazy things that the mind comes up with. We have to tolerate the speculations, the perceptions of prejudices, the imaginations that our mind conjures up about other Vaishnavas. All these things we have to tolerate. So tolerance is a very difficult quality to develop. And in Kali Yuga, where there is so much propaganda for immediate gratification of the senses, cultivating tolerance is very difficult indeed. And therefore, it's all the more imperative for us to take shelter of Haridas Thakur, who is the embodiment of tolerance. He tolerated some of the most provoking situations. When the most attractive prostitute came to him, Maya Devi herself came in front of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur not only tolerated that, he tolerated beatings in 22 marketplaces. So, of course, Haridas Thakur is also an embodiment of many other qualities, like humility, which we will discuss now, forgiveness. And this forgiveness was displayed by Haridas Thakur when the Qazi came to beg forgiveness from Haridas Thakur for having ordered him to be beaten in 22 marketplaces. Haridas Thakur didn't take offense. Haridas Thakur said, actually it is my fault because I heard the blasphemy of the Lord and I still remained alive. So I deserve to be beaten. And that is the height of forgiveness. We have heard Jesus Christ forgave. Saying, forgive them, O Lord, for they know not what they are doing. Haridas Thakur went one step further. He not only forgave, he didn't even consider that to be an offense that he was being beaten. That's why he's Uttam Adhikari. He considers everybody to be more advanced than him. He is also an embodiment of gratitude. He expresses profuse gratitude to the Lord during Mahaprakash Leela and also during the pastime of leaving this world. And also, Haridas Thakur is an embodiment of compassion there. He wants to deliver all the fallen living entities. And therefore, Sanatan Goswami, when he glorifies Haridas Thakur, he says, my dear Haridas, there are many people who preach nicely, but they don't behave properly. And my dear Haridas, there are also people who behave perfectly, but they don't preach. But you, Haridas Thakur, you are the best because you preach also perfectly and your behavior, Vaishnava etiquette, is also perfect. And we can see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exchanges with Haridas Thakur are so wonderful and they establish two very important principles and two very important truths that we all should know as sadhakas. Lord's exchanges with Haridas Thakur establishes the first point is how devotees are most dear to Krishna. Devotees are most dear to the Supreme Lord. This point is established through the pastimes and exchanges that the Lord has with Haridas Thakur. The second point is how not only the devotees are very dear to Krishna, how the Lord becomes the servant of his own devotees. That is also seen. Lord actually becomes the servant of his devotees. That is seen in this exchanges with Haridas Thakur. And this is most beautifully illustrated in the departure pastime of Haridas Thakur. One day, Lord Chaitanya's servant Govinda, he came to Haridas Thakur at Siddha Bakul, where Haridas Thakur would stay and do his bhajan. And Govinda came with Mahaprasad, and at that time Haridas Thakur was lying on his back, and he was softly chanting, and also slowly chanting, Hare Krishna, like that. So Govinda said, Haridas, please rise. Please accept this Mahaprasad of the Lord. I have bought Jagannath's Mahaprasad, please take it. And Haridas Thakur said, today I am fasting. because I have not completed my rounds. But at the same time, you have bought Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad is not different from the Lord. So I can't neglect the Mahaprasad. Saying like this, Haridas Thakur just took little. So he fasted because he was not able to complete his rounds. So Govinda then informed Lord Chaitanya about Haridas Thakur's condition, that he has become physically very weak. He is lying on his back. He is softly murmuring the holy names. So next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Siddha Bakul and he told Haridas Thakur, Haridas, are you all right? Are you well? And what was Haridas Thakur's reply? Very beautiful reply he gave. He said, my dear Lord, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence is not all right. Actually, if you see, the reality was his body was not all right. He was actually about to give up his body. But he is saying, my body is all right. It's just my mind and intelligence is not all right because I'm not able to chant. The fact that I'm not chanting, not able to complete my rounds, that fact proves that my mind and intelligence is disturbed. So then Lord Chaitanya says, Haridas, can you ascertain your disease? What is your disease? And what does Haridas Thakur say? What is his disease? He says, my disease is I can't complete my rounds. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that if one cannot complete 16 rounds, one should know that he is diseased. So we are in a diseased condition if we cannot complete our 16 rounds, Prabhupada writes. And then in that same purport, Srila Prabhupada says, if somebody is having difficulty completing his 16 rounds, then what devotee should do? Prabhupada says, one should chant loudly so that one can hear himself chanting. Then that pronunciation and that hearing of the holy name, that gives a taste for being able to complete our 16 rounds. See, actually, we think exactly opposite. You know, if we are not able to complete our rounds, we think, actually, my mind, intelligence, everything is all right. Just that my body is paining or my body is sick. Actually, it takes a great deal of humility to accept that I am, you know, mentally not, or my mind and intelligence is not very, is not developed so much, in the sense I am weak, I am a fool. To accept that requires a lot of humility. Generally, when we are not able to chant well or we have little illness, we are convinced within our heart that my mind and intelligence is all right. I have no problem. It's just that my body is paining. That's why I can't chant. But Haridas Thakur is showing us an example that he is feeling that his body is all right. But because his mind and intelligence is not proper, that's why he's not able to chant. What a consciousness. Actually, as sadhakas, many times we all may experience that, you know, we are all right whole day. And there seems to be not much problem. But when we sit down to chant, suddenly the mind conjures up certain difficulties. Oh, my back is paining, my leg is paining. And we suddenly start feeling restless. We get the best ideas for preaching during chanting. We have to make the most important phone calls during our chanting. And it's so, the mind and senses, they just pull us, they just drag us. Forget about the gross thoughts of sense gratification. That is a different subject altogether. But even irrelevant things, like, you know, I have to go and take bath right now. What is the need right now? While chanting, I have to do all the other things. So this is the way mind tricks us. So our mind is not all right. We have to accept that to the Lord. My dear Lord, my mind and intelligence is not focused on you. Nothing is wrong with my body. Of course, that's very difficult to pray like that. Actually, one devotee, Sudham Prabhu, once shared a very nice realization about how our mind cheats us as sadhakas. He was giving an example to explain this. There was one shopkeeper. He had a lot of sweets in his shop. And he had a lot of laborers who were working for him. And he had pampered them so much that these laborers would do whatever they want. And they would enjoy, they would take half the stock. Basically, he was not making profits. And these laborers were having a good time in his shop. So one day he realized that I am being cheated by my own men. So he started imposing strict rules in the shop. So all the sweets that they were manufacturing, they were strictly monitored. And there was a nice system made. And their working hours were increased. salary was reduced. He became very strict with his employees. So what did the employees do? They were pampered all these years, and suddenly when the strict impositions were put upon them, they didn't protest because they knew it won't work. Our master is very strict. So they kept quiet. They waited. And they waited. And after a few months came the Diwali time, which is the most important time for the sweet maker. And just before the Diwali time, all these laborers, six of them, they went on strike. They said, increase our wages or we will not work. Last moment, just when he needed them the most, and then he was brought to his knees and he begged at their feet and he gave them whatever they wanted. They were demanding. So Sudama Prabhu was drawing a parallel to this. He said, we are like that sweet maker and we have pampered our six employees, mind and senses. And we have allowed them to do whatever they want. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, we realize, my God, I have been a slave to my own, you know, servants. They are supposed to be my servants, my senses and my mind. So a devotee becomes very alert in Krishna consciousness. He says, no more pampering of the mind and senses. I won't go to these movies. I won't do this sense gratification. No. So it's like restricting the demands of the mind and senses. You are saying no. So what they do? They keep quiet. They don't say anything. And we go around thinking that I'm a great sense controller, I'm a great devotee. And then we sit down for chanting, which is the most important time for the sadhaka. And what do the mind and senses do? They suddenly start protesting. They come out with the most nasty thoughts. They come out with the most important plans. They start pulling the devotee out from his japa. A devotee is not able to focus on chanting. Actually, can you imagine? This is the most easiest thing to do. Chant Hare Krishna. There are no hard and fast rules. And still it is the most difficult for us. Because mind and senses just refuse to cooperate. For just the whole day we are all right. Mind and senses seem to be cooperating. But when we sit down to chant, suddenly we start feeling my knees paining. I have to stand. If I am standing, then we feel I have to sit. If I am sitting, we feel I have to be sleeping. I have to take rest. So many difficulties keep coming in the mind. So we are actually tricked by the mind and senses. So Haridas Thakur is teaching us how we should not listen to the mind. We should know that our mind is diseased. We should be always conscious of this. So when Haridas Thakur is telling the Lord that, my Lord, I am diseased because I cannot chant my rounds. So what does Lord Chaitanya say? Lord Chaitanya tells Haridas Thakur, my dear Haridas Thakur, you are very old now. You can reduce your rounds. You are self-realized. You don't have to be so strict. Your role in this incarnation, you have completely fulfilled all the roles that you had in this incarnation. And you have also sufficiently preached Krishna consciousness. Now you please reduce your rounds. And it's amazing. The Supreme Lord, who is Haridas Thakur's spiritual master and Lord, he is telling him, reduce your rounds. For most of us, the Guru has to beg, please increase your rounds. Please chant 16 rounds. Here we see Lord is begging him. What must be his position that the Lord has to tell him, reduce your rounds? And Haridas Thakur responds to this by saying, my dear Lord, I am low born. I am an untouchable. And still you have accepted me. That is your glory. You have brought me to the Vaikuntha platform. And like this, Haridas Thakur starts expressing profuse gratitude to the Supreme Lord. And then he says, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you caused the whole world to dance. And at Advaita Acharya's father's ancestor Shada program, function, it is you arranged by your amazing power for an insignificant person like me to be honored as the main guest. And I was given that Sharada Patra. This is nothing but your mercy. I am completely unqualified for this. Earlier, at Advaita Acharya's house at Shantipur, Advaita Acharya shocked the whole Brahmin community by offering the first Sharada Patra to, of all people, Haridas Thakur, who was externally born in a Yavana Muslim family. He was given the highest offer. So everybody was shocked. And Haridas Thakur, he didn't want it. He didn't want that glory and name and fame. He tried to run away. And Advaita Acharya said, no, Haridas Thakur, you alone deserve this because you are the foremost of all Vaishnavas. Advaita Acharya then quoted a beautiful verse. He said, Brahmananam sahasrebyo satrayaji vishishyati satrayaji vishishyebo satrayaji Brahmananam sahasrebyo satrayaji vishishyate satrayaji sahasrebyo sarva vedanta paraga sarva vedanta vitkotya vishnu bhaktir vishishyate vaishnavanam sahasrebyo ekantopi matodika. Advaita Acharya tells Haridas Thakur that, my dear Haridas Thakur, there are millions of Brahmanas in this world. Brahmananam sahasrebyo satrayaji vishishyate. But amongst those millions of Brahmanas, one who is expert in performing Vedic yagyas, he is the best. And there may be millions of such expert yagic Brahmanas. Satrayaji sahasrebyo sarva vedanta paraga. One person may be expert in Vedanta. And there may be 1 crore experts in Vedanta. Sarva Vedanta with Kotya Vishnu Bhaktir Vishishyate. But amongst all those 1 crore experts in Vedanta, that one person is special who is a devotee of Lord Vishnu. And there may be millions of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavanam sahasrebyo ekantopi matodika. You are one amongst them, who are the crest jewel amongst all those millions of Vaishnavas. Like this, Advaita Acharya gives the highest award and recognition for Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So like this, Haridas Thakur is recollecting that incident and is attributing this to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy. And then he makes a very important petition. He says, my dear Lord, I know that very soon you are going to end your pastimes. I can see that. And I want to leave before you leave. I want to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya and leave this world before you close your pastimes. And immediately Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Haridas, Lord Krishna is most merciful. He will fulfill all the desires of his devotees. And I know he will fulfill your desire also. But that will not give me happiness, because my happiness is in associating with you. It is not befitting for you to make a prayer like this, that you want to leave this world before me. And immediately Haridas Thakur, he interrupts the Lord and he says, no, my dear Lord, please don't create an illusion that I am important. Please show me this mercy. Please allow me to leave this world by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, because my living and my death is not so important. Mora shiromani kota kota mahashay tomara lilara sahay koti bhakta hoy. Amayena yadi eka kita mari gela eka pipilika prithvir kaha hani hoila. He says, Mora shiromani kota kota mahashay. There are millions and millions of mahashays, great Vaishnavas, who are fit to be sitting on my head. In the sense, I have to pay my respects to them. And they are all great Vaishnavas because tomara lilara sahai. They are assisting you in your pastimes. And amongst all of them, don't consider me important. Amayena yadi eka kita mari gela. My dying is like one insect dying. Eka pipilika prithuver kaha hani hoila. What will be the loss to planet Earth if one insect dies? Look at Haridas Thakur's consciousness. He is never thinking that I am chanting 192 rounds every day. I am so important. How many people are chanting 192 rounds on the planet Earth? He is one of those rare devotees. But he is thinking he is an insignificant insect. And all these devotees are fit to be sitting on my head. And I am basically an imitation devotee, Haridas Thakur tells. Actually, Haridas Thakur had this natural humility. Earlier, when there was one in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find in the Ante Leela, first chapter, a very powerful discussion between Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda and Rupa Goswami. There was a assembly in which Rupa Goswami was tested by Ramananda Raya, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and all great Vaishnavas were sitting, Lord Chaitanya was sitting. And that was the assembly, that was the program after which Rupa Goswami was, it was conclusively and unanimously established that Rupa Goswami is the recipient of the Lord's most choicest mercy. So in that assembly, when all great Vaishnavas were sitting, Lord Chaitanya had personally caught the hand of Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur and had invited them to sit with them on the same asana, on the same platform. And both Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur had insisted on not sitting. They were feeling so lowly and fallen that they refused to sit. So Haridas Thakur always was in this mood. So when he is telling Lord Chaitanya that I am insignificant, Lord Chaitanya understands his humility. Lord Chaitanya embraces him and tells him that I will come tomorrow and I will meet you. And then Lord Chaitanya leaves. Next day, after darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya very hastily runs towards Siddha Bakul to meet Haridas Thakur. And as soon as he reaches Siddha Bakul, he looks at Haridas Thakur and says, Prabhu kahe Haridas kaha samachar, Haridas kahe Prabhu ye kripa tumar. Mahaprabhu asked, Haridas kaha samachar, what is the news? Generally, if somebody asks us, what is the news? You know, we are ready. With so many things happening in the political, social circles. But when the Lord is asking Haridas Thakur, what is the news? Prabhu kahe Haridas kaha samachar, Haridas kahe Prabhu ye kripa tumar. Your mercy is the news. The fact that you are bestowing your causeless mercy upon me, that is the greatest news. And immediately Lord Chaitanya called all his devotees and said, start congregational chanting. And immediately Vakreshwar Pandit, who was one of the most beautiful dancers in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, he started dancing and all surrounded him. And there was an ecstatic kirtan. And as this kirtan was going on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would intermittently stop and glorify Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. Devotees are wonderstruck to see this scene. And they started repeatedly offering obeisances to Haridas Thakur. And then Haridas Thakur made Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit in the center. And with his two eyes, which are like bumblebees, wanting to taste the nectar, his eyes were focused on the most beautiful moon-like face of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to drink the nectar of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty. And after taking darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful form, Haridas Thakur went to each devotee assembled there and took the dust from their lotus feet. And then he chanted, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Bole Na Bar Bar, Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye Netre Jal Dhar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Korite Uchharan, Name Rasahita Prana Koila Utkraman. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Bole Na Bar Bar. Again and again, Haridas Thakur started chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And while he was chanting Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye, the sweetness of the Lord's beauty he was drinking from his eyes as he was chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And Netre Jaladar, and from his eyes he was constantly crying tears. And then Sri Krishna Chaitanya Karite Uchcharan, as he was chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Namera Saita Pran, that very moment as he was chanting Koila Utkraman, he left his body. He departed from his body while chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And the moment he left his body, the devotees began the tumultuous kirtan and everybody was shouting with great ecstasy, Hari Krishna. And all the devotees remembered Bhishma Pitama, who also departed like this with the most beautiful form of the Lord in front of him. So they were remembering Bhishma Pitama. And then after Haridas Thakur left his body, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally picked up Haridas Thakur's body on his lap. And then he picked him up and got up and started dancing. And Mahaprabhu started dancing for hours with Haridas Thakur's body in his arms. And Sarudamodar Goswami then told the Lord that we have many rituals to perform. So then Haridas Thakur's body was carried on a carrier, which was like an airship, formed like an airship. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the front, leading kirtan and dancing, and all the devotees were behind that carrier. And then they came to the sea, Jagannath Puri, the ocean. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally bathed Haridas Thakur's body in the sea. And then Lord Chaitanya declared that this sea has become a place of pilgrimage because Haridas Thakur's body has been bathed in the waters of this ocean. And then Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees took Charnamrit of Haridas Thakur. Then they dug a hole near the ocean and they placed his body and made the samadhi. When we go to Jagannath Puri, we can see Haridas Thakur Samadhi close to the ocean. That is the place. And after Mahaprabhu covered the samadhi with the sand, the devotees started chanting Hari Bol. Devotees built a platform, and there was one of the most ecstatic sankirtans festivals there, and all the devotees took bath in the sea. They circumambulated the tomb, and then they danced their way from the samadhi to Sinhadwar. And Mahaprabhu personally took his cloth and he went to all the shops and begged for prasadam for Haridas Thakur's disappearance feast. And Mahaprabhu was personally begging. And then Swarup Damodar had to intervene and he told Lord that we will manage everything. And then Vaninath Rai, Kashi Mishra, they also got a lot of prasad from Jagannath temple. And then all the devotees sat for the disappearance festival feast. Mahaprabhu personally served prasad for each devotee. As much quantity as five people would eat, he would serve for one person. But none of the devotees began honoring prasad because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was serving. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami had to tell Lord Chaitanya that please you, unless you honor prasad, nobody will honor. Then Lord Chaitanya also sat for prasad. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadanand Pandit, Shankar Pandit and Kashi Mishra, they were prasadam serving in charge. They distributed all the prasadam in all the rows nicely. Senior most devotees were serving prasad. And Lord Chaitanya was honoring prasad and he was telling. And he would look at all the devotees and he would tell, give him more, you know, give him more of this item, give him more of this item. Lord Chaitanya was personally supervising the prasadam serving. And after prasadam, and this prasadam was a big festival, devotees were honoring prasadam, they were glorifying Haridas Thakur and there are tears in their eyes. Actually, honoring prasadam is also a great festival in Vaishnava culture. I got some causeless mercy a few days back. You know, I was in Udupi and I got to enter the place where the sannyasis and the temple priests take prasad. And I don't deserve it. Somehow I got mercy. And what I saw there was so amazing. You know, very few people take prasad there. It was like those traditional, they have maintained the tradition since last 800 years. So they have lots and lots of items. I mean, you can't even count. So many items are coming. And as they're honoring prasad, you know, suddenly one Brahmin, old man, he will start honoring and he had tears in his eyes. And he started loudly chanting 10th canto Bhagavatam verses, glorifying Krishna. Loudly, you know. Krishna and some sloka he chanted. And everybody is hearing and he went on chanting. And after chanting for 5 minutes, then he stopped and he said, Venkataramana Govinda, you know, like we say Haribol in South, you know, in Udupi they say Govinda. Then everybody would say, Govinda. Then another person got inspired, you know, seeing his honoring prasad and tears in his eyes. So then he started singing some bhajan of Krishna. And everybody is relishing, they are honoring prasad and they are looking at him. What a festival it was. And then somebody chanted Dhruva Maharaj's prayers. And the sannyasis who are sitting and they are relishing and they are saying, yes, yes, serving more prasad. It's exactly like, you know, I was feeling that this is a tradition 800 years back. And because this, in Udupi, that institutional structure is there and they have maintained it, we got a glimpse of that. So when I was reading this pastime yesterday, I was recollecting that. How wonderful Vaishnava culture is. You know, even honoring prasadam is a sacred activity. It's not like you munch a vada pav and then run to that local train and, you know, the way people do it nowadays. Their breakfast, lunch is while traveling only. They're running practically when they're eating. So everything is so graceful in Krishna consciousness. In Vaishnava culture, everything is so refined, full of rich sentiments for Krishna. So that's why after the prasadam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally garlanded each devotee in that festival. And then Lord Chaitanya declared that anyone who has seen this festival of Haridas Thakur's disappearance, anyone who chanted in this festival, anyone who danced, anyone who offered sand in the samadhi of Haridas Thakur, and anyone, he even took prasad in this festival, all these devotees, and Mahaprabhu also said, anyone who hears this pastime, they will all go back to Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna is most merciful to his devotees, and he is also most independent. And because he is independent, he has broken my association with Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur has been taken away from this planet Earth. He is like Bhishma Pitama. He is a crown jewel of this planet Earth and the planet Earth is now bereft of this jewel. And then Mahaprabhu started loudly chanting, Jai, Jai Haridas. And all the devotees in unison, they started responding. And then Mahaprabhu said, Haridas Thakur is also independent. He is supremely powerful and I am insignificant. I wanted Haridas Thakur to remain, but he decided to leave. It's not in my power. Saying like this, Haridas Thakur was glorified by Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, Jai Jai Haridas Boli Karo Haridvani Eta Boli Mahaprabhu Nachena Apani सबे गाए जय 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 हरिदास नामे रम हिमा एना कुरीला प्रकाश. सो महाप्रभु वॉज चैंटिंग हरि जय हरिदास जय हरिदास एंड सेइंग लाइक दिस. महाप्रभु वॉज डांसिंग. वी कैन सी दैट पेंटिंग द लास्ट नियर द क्लॉक वी हैव नियर हनुमान जी वी हैव द पेंटिंग ऑफ महाप्रभु डांसिंग विद हरिदास ठाकुर बॉडी एंड सबे गाए जय 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 हरिदास. ऑल द डेवोटीज ऑल्सो स्टार्टेड चैंटिंग एंड the devotee started saying that nobody has glorified the holy name like Haridas Thakur has glorified. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this pastime and glorification of Haridas Thakur reveals how the Lord has great affection for his devotees. Although Kaviraj Goswami writes that although Lord Chaitanya is the topmost sannyasi, sannyasi means he has nothing to do. Traditionally, sannyasis don't go for weddings, they don't go for funeral ceremonies. They are completely renounced from this world. But Kaviraj Goswami is revealing how Lord Chaitanya has so much affection for Haridas Thakur that he, although the topmost sannyasi, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. In the sense, he has nothing to do from the material considerations. So this is a very amazing pastime where Lord Chaitanya has showered and is causeless mercy upon all of us by revealing the glory of Haridas Thakur. So like this, there are many other pastimes, especially Mahaprakash Leela. And how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri, that is a very beautiful pastime. Where Haridas Thakur tries to run away, Mahaprabhu grabs him and embraces him and gives him the position of Thakur, Goswami. And still Haridas Thakur refuses to enter Jagannath temple. And then Lord Chaitanya himself gets Mahaprasad for Haridas Thakur. So Kaviraj Goswami says, this proves the verse, Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yogakshemam Mahamyam. How the Lord himself takes care of the devotee because of his mood of humility. So we can see through the pastimes of Haridas Thakur that how a Vaishnava is he who considers himself completely insignificant. At Mahaprakash Leela, when Lord Chaitanya asked him for benediction, he said, let me become a dog in the house of Vaishnavas, and then later he apologizes for asking for that benediction. He says, this is a very big benediction I am asking for. We may not be able to pray like that, but at least we can know that if you want to chant the holy name, Haridas Thakur chanted 192 rounds. If we want to chant our 16 rounds nicely every day, we have to cultivate this mood of feeling insignificant, not considering ourselves to be important, and offering all respects to other Vaishnavas, like Haridas Thakur exemplified. Then we can chant. So on this most auspicious day, we can pray to Sri Haridas Thakur that we can be relieved from this disease of wanting name, fame and glory. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that do not try to conquer the assembly of Vaishnavas by big talk. You know, we may have this proclivity. So we should beg that I am very far away from Krishna. So we have to beg Vaishnava Acharyas that please, we have to beg Acharyas like Haridas Thakur that you please make a petition on my behalf to Krishna. And please give me these great values, most important qualities of humility. A devotee goes to great acharyas like Haridas Thakur and offers a prayer. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what prayer we should offer on disappearance days? What kind of prayer we should offer to Vaishnavas? Kandiya kandiya jana hiba dukha gram samsara anala hoite magi bevishram. Kandiya kandiya. We should cry and tell that great Vaishnava, jana hiba dukha gram. Oh my dear great Vaishnava, I have realized that this world is dukha gram. It's a place of misery. Samsara anala hoite, this world is a blazing fire, forest fire. Please give me relief from this suffering. Please engage me in service of Krishna. So what that Vaishnava does? Shuniya mara dukha Vaishnava Thakur ama lagi Krishna ave dibena prachur. Shuniya mara dukha Vaishnava Thakur. The Vaishnava will hear our frantic appeal and what will he do? Amalagi Krishna Abe Dibena Prachur. On our behalf, he will take that prayer which we have made to that Vaishnava, he will take that and offer it to Krishna. And what will Krishna do? Vaishnavera Nivedana Krishna Daya Mai E Napa Mara Prati Hobena Sadaya. So Vaishnava's Nivedan, Vaishnava's request, Krishna, because he is so Dayamai, he is so merciful, he will accept. And ena pamara prati hobena sadaya. Although I am the most pamar, most fallen, I will get mercy of Lord Krishna. So like this, we should offer prayers to Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur that we can also give number one priority to chanting of our 16 rounds because we have taken a vow in front of our spiritual master that we can chant attentively and we can develop the mood of respecting all Vaishnavas. Amanina Manadena. Haridas Thakur exemplified this. He considered every Vaishnava to be fit for sitting on his head, and he considered himself insignificant. Only in that consciousness we can chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Shri Haridas Thakur Tirobhav Mahamohotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.